One of the interesting things about being a forester is that not every stand or site is the same. You know, you walk to the other side of a hollow or the other side of the ridge, the site conditions change, the species change, the understory changes, and so it's kind of a new canvas any place that you walk.
How do you guys decide what you're going to take?
It depends on several factors. One that we look at is, first of all, if we're dealing with a private landowner, what their goals and objectives are. Second, we look at merchantability of the trees. And what I mean by that is it usable for a commercial process, whether it be for saw timber or pulpwood or some other product. And then we look at the overall health of the stand and the trees. This stand is composed primarily of yellow poplar and soft maple, with some scattered oaks in here. I looked at the size of the trees as an indication of whether they've reached their either biological maturity or financial maturity. Generally, once a tree reaches about 18 inches in diameter, and this depends on the site it's growing on and other factors, it's probably reached its financial maturity, meaning if you harvested that tree, gained the revenue from that tree, reinvested that in something else, you could do better on a financial standpoint than if you left that tree grow. Biologically, the tree may have 50 more years that it could live and produce wood and other values. The other thing that we're trying to do is create optimum growing space for the residual trees that you have. This tree happens to be a yellow poplar. This tree is 24 inches in diameter, and given the age and condition of the stand, I marked this tree because it's mature, it's ready to be harvested, and as you can see, there are other trees adjacent. This hard maple, for instance, that is one of the trees that I want to be the next stand. So by taking this out, it creates product for our sawmill, and it also creates space for that maple to grow and be part of the next stand.
How often do you go back to a stand, and how do you decide how often you go back?
We go back to a stand about every 5 years to reevaluate the growth and the response that we've had since the last thinning, let's say. We typically look at a 12 to 15-year cycle of reentry. In these stands where they're pretty much even aged, they were all regenerated about the same time. You can do that 3 or 4 times, depending on the stands, the site, and the characteristics of how good a site it is. And then towards the end of that 80 to 100-year period, you have to look at regeneration and maybe in the form of shelter wood type harvests and get a more uneven aged management distribution.
What do you mean by a shelter wood type harvest?
It's a little more intensive harvest where you have fewer trees per acre that are remaining. It allows full sunlight to reach the forest floor, which most of our species here in Appalachia need in order to regenerate. All of our poplar, cherry, all of our oaks are shade intolerant, and they will not regenerate without that full sunlight. So it's a requirement to start, initiate the next stand.
As we walk through the forest, Kelly Riddle points out the various types of marks he's put on the trees. These marks tell the loggers which trees to cut and whether they should go to the sawmill nearby or the pulp mill in Luke, Maryland.
Foresters have their own signature way of marking. If I have a tree that's primarily a saw timber tree, I'll just put a dot, whereas a lateral slash may mean that there's some imperfection in that tree, or it's a pulpwood or a cull type tree. A full cull tree would be an X.
What about bad management? People that don't manage their timberlands very well, in your opinion?
I think that there are some misconceptions about what is bad management. Sometimes you have something that doesn't look aesthetically pleasing, and people might consider that to be bad management. As foresters, we know that's not necessarily the case. There are some fairly intensive harvests where most of the material is removed. That can be very good management. It's not aesthetically pleasing. As a forester now for over 30 years, the worst thing that I think we can do is high grade our stands. And that is a management technique. It's not even a management. It'd be a harvest philosophy where all you took was the best and left only the low grade, non-commercial species, something like these soft maples that are damaged or have issues already. And all you were taking was the cream, so to speak, those best. If you do that more than one, say, thinning cycle, then you've left the stand. It has trees. It might look fine, but from a commercial standpoint, it has no value to the landowner. We do have a really great resource in West Virginia as a whole, not just here in Preston County, but all over West Virginia. We have a terrific hardwood resource. We say that we're trying to provide a resource for today and manage it for future generations.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jean Snediger in Preston County.